7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yeah, 6:57. Obviously not. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dude BS Goals Committee. Oh boy, yes, once again, hello. Hello. It's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Yes, I am Tobe. And welcome. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman and chief tea pourer. So let's pour some tea. What are we drinking today? Well, I've had an interesting start to the day. Wait. Why did I say that? That's not even remotely true. Let's just drink some tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, good tea. Surprisingly. What am I drinking? Well, I'm actually drinking that new stuff, that new weird stuff that I bought yesterday. I went to the store yesterday, bought a bunch of tea. I bought three big chunks of tea, quarter jeans, half jeans. What did I buy? Quarters. Anyway. Yeah, let me get you up to speed. I bought two different kinds of Chie Guanyin yesterday, and I wanted to get some Longjing and some Jinjinmei, and they never have Jinjinmei at this store, and they didn't have any Longjing. Usually they do, but they didn't have any, and I thought, ah, oh, geez, but I wanted some green. I needed some green tea because I'm getting kind of low on the Longjing that I have and blah, blah, blah. So I decided to take the risk on some stuff. On some stuff that I've never had before and some stuff that wasn't really labeled and stuff that I didn't think was going to be very good because all it said was China green tea. And I couldn't figure out what it was. And we opened it up yesterday and we looked at it and it was kind of mysterious. Couldn't figure out what it is. And that's what I'm drinking now, today. And I'm on like the second or third cup. And it's not bad. It's not nearly as bad as I feared. And it's not the greatest tea. It's not, you know, hype flavorful. But it's decent. It's definitely worth the price. Maybe, might be a little bit more worth it. And it's just a little bland. It doesn't hit you right in the face. It doesn't smack you upside the head and say, "Whoa, check this out." It's nothing like that, but it's decent. I mean, put it to you this way. I'm still drinking it. Not bad at all, but we're not going to go into any kind of deep analyzation of this. That doesn't need to happen. Instead, we need to figure out what's up. What is up? What is going on? Okay, this day is starting out a little bit weird for me. Why is it so weird? I don't know. This head cold that I have that I'm getting towards the end of. I thought this was going to be the last day. I didn't think I would have it again today, but no, I still got something going on in my head because I can feel it. It's a little bit weird. It's going away. It's going away. The atomikaze is going away, but due to the weather, I'm a little bit weird. It's raining, or it's not. It's sort of raining. It decides to rain every once in a while. Every couple of minutes, it decides to rain halfway. Half rain. So it's just rainy enough that we can't really go outside and play. Plus, it's super humid, and it's kind of borderline temperature. So that's dangerous. And it's not raining hard enough to make any significant mushroom growth. It's just, and it's been hot the last couple days. So, you know, if we can have a nice cool day today that's kind of damp and then maybe have some rain overnight, we could have some fun mushroom hunting tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But I think what we need to do is grab the teacup, grab the teapot, and let's go in the other room. See what's happening, if anything. Even though I already know what's happening. Oh, one of the good things about today is that there's a lot of good movies on TCM that I'm going to watch today. It'll be really fun. Oh, I'm also having a little bit of a back problem today. Just the muscles in my lower back are trying to do its thing. Oh, because my muscles are getting better. And you might be asking yourself, how is this getting better if your back is messed up? Trust me. Trust me on this one. My leg is almost fully released. Oh, it just is amazing, and so it's causing bizarre problems. It's making my back want to try to do some weird stuff. So, well, we just need to sit down. And good God, what am I watching?
Thank Fiona. It's all right, dear.
Who's Fiona?
We part of our plan for you guys from the start.
What? You did?
Operation Big Concert, where we finally take things to the next level. When Josie and the Pussycats play their stadium concert, all the kids in the audience, as well as the ones watching at home, will have to purchase these. It's the debut of 3DX surround sound, a new technology that makes the music feel like it's happening all around.
In kitty ears? In Neko Mimi? Well, yeah, guess what's on TV right now? If you guessed Josie and the Pussycats, you would be correct. Starring Rachel Lee Cook, Tara Reid, Rosario Dawson, and Alan Cumming. And this leads to a lot of questions. Alan Cumming, clearly a genius. The poor guy gets stuck to the strangest projects sometimes. But the big question is, whatever happened to Rachel Lee Cook? What happened to her? I'm dying to know. You know, she had such an interesting career. First, she was the This Is Your Brain on Drugs girl, and she destroys a kitchen with a frying pan. And that was hot. I mean, if you ever saw that, you're like, yeah. Okay, then she did the movie She's All That and catapulted to fame, and then she did Josie and the Pussycats, which unfortunately flopped. And then she disappeared, never did another thing ever. Where is she now? What is she doing? The other Pussycats, Tara Reid, boy, her another career that just crashed and flamed out. Rosario Dawson, the only person in that whole cast that's still working, the one with the talent. Oh, well. Where am I going with this? Oh, wow. Look at that. Parker Posey is the bad guy. I love Parker Posey. Yikes. I think we better get to some real music.
before we have to listen to Tara Reid try to pretend to play guitar or do whatever she's pretending she can do. So, what? Good job with the weird artifacts, digital media. I think we need some Doug Beaumier. Get us some lap steel guitar happening. What are you going to play for us today, Doug? Wait, what was that weird thing at the end there? What? Okay, first of all, Traveling Man. Sweet. Traveling Man. That old Ricky Nelson chestnut. As played on the steel guitar, on a lap steel. And this is a 10-string lap steel. And I was thinking, is that absolutely necessary? And for that song, yeah, it is. I never realized how easy that song was to play in that particular tuning. I don't know how this guitar is tuned, but... Or do I? Or do I? Okay, see, if this was me. If it was me, 10 strings, like C7, right? So you go... What is it? It's... root, fifth, seventh, and then just repeat that. Regardless, it doesn't matter. But let's just say there's not a lot of movement in that song. The way those melodies are laid out, you know, you're just holding the slide in one place and just sort of alternating going up and down the strings. Oh, look, it's a melody, yay. And it occurs to me, why do I not own a lap steel? A 10-string lap steel? What brand is that? I don't even recognize this guitar. Where do you even get pickups that wide? Where do you get these 10-string pickups? I don't even know. But I do need to... I think I'm going to have to make a lap steel guitar. And it's going to have some strings on it. Not a 6-string... I'm going to have at least 8 strings. Maybe 10. Maybe 12. Maybe I should just make a double neck. What I really want is a pedal steel, but pedal steels are very, very expensive. Why are pedal steel guitars more expensive? Well, because they have all these mechanical levers and linkages and other things that help you play and make notes all bendy and do weird stuff. Steel guitar is a mechanical wonder. And this tea's pretty good. The only problem with building a lap steel for me is the actual slide. You know how much these slides cost? It's ridiculous. We're talking about $40 or $50 just for the slide. I've always wanted one. Maybe as an excuse to finally buy a Dobro slide or a, you know, lap steel slide. Maybe I should just build one. Build a guitar so I can finally buy a slide for it. And it doesn't take much to build a lap steel guitar. I mean, you don't even need a box. Okay, let's think back, committee members. What do I always say about building musical instruments? Get a stick, get a box, connect them, put strings on it. That is a universal truth until it comes to steel guitars. And then you don't need a box anymore. Because the box, that's just there to make things acoustic. That's just there to make things louder. If you're going to put a pickup on a stick, you got a guitar. And that's all you need to do. Get an electromagnetic pickup and a stick. Except when you're making a lap steel guitar, you want a wider stick. It needs to be wider than the normal stick you would put on a box. And then you put strings on it, and now you have a lap steel guitar. It's just that easy. Why haven't I done it? I don't know. Maybe I'm just lazy. But honestly, I just sort of haven't felt like building anything recently. Maybe I should. Maybe I need to get to work. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. Maybe I just need to sit here and drink some more tea. The possibilities are endless. So let's do some more music. I want to hear more guitar now, but we're going to go with Justin Johnson. What's he doing today? Oh, we got some digital media failure. Oh boy, some finger picking action.
I mean, what? Okay, that was awesome, first of all. Justin Johnson just noodling around on his new Australian guitar, and he's got a different hat on. With the I need a hat like that. The hat band is cool because it's a part of an old holster. Regardless, that was awesome. And what is up with that weird claw hammer stuff he was doing on the main riff? That was trippy. That was pretty cool. A little claw hammer style on guitar. Oh, most interesting. You know, normally you see claw hammer with banjos. That's kind of a banjo thing, kids. We don't get that on guitar a lot, so I'm glad we got to hear that today. But now I'm thinking we need to take it back a little bit further, like 1961. Let's go with The Shadows and the song FBI. Yeah. Is it just me, or does that track have some problems? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it, but I love that track, FBI by The Shadows, because it's so crappy. It has some tempo issues, and there's some weird miscues, and some people missing their cues and not coming in at the right time, but you know, That's what makes it so great. So great, in fact, that I'm thinking that maybe I need to start a Shadows tribute band. Or we call ourselves the Sunblockers or something of that nature. And we can plug our guitars into reverbs. And we can play super reverb instrumental guitar music. It's an idea. Is it the best idea? I don't know. Is it a better idea than making soup? Do you even know how to make soup? Yep. Triumph.